A wedding is a joyful covenant moment, but it can also reveal family pain. Sometimes the bride and groom are excited and ready, but the families are tense. A divorced parent refuses to sit near the other parent. A stepmother feels ignored. A father wants control. A mother feels displaced. Adult children are angry. Siblings compete for attention. Old wounds appear during rehearsal, seating plans, speeches, money decisions, and ceremony expectations. A wedding officiant may say, "That is not my problem." A wedding minister says, "This pain is part of the ministry setting, and I need to respond with wisdom." Weddings gather family systems into one room. Family systems include loyalties, habits, secrets, grief, control patterns, expectations, and unresolved wounds. A wedding can become the stage where those patterns suddenly become visible. Proverbs 15:1 Webb says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." The wedding minister does not need to solve the whole family history. But the minister can bring a gentle, steady, Christ-centered presence into a pressured moment. Romans 12:18 Webb says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." Notice the wisdom of that phrase, "as much as it is up to you." The minister should pursue peace, but the minister cannot control every person's heart. Some people will remain difficult. Some wounds will not be healed before the ceremony. Some family members may choose drama even when the minister acts wisely. So, what does the wedding minister do? First, keep the covenant at the center. The wedding is not mainly about family politics. It is about the bride and groom entering Christian marriage before God. Second, listen without taking sides too quickly. A parent may sound controlling, but underneath may be grief. A bride may sound anxious, but underneath may be years of feeling unseen. A groom may avoid conflict, but underneath may be fear of disappointing his family. Third, clarify roles. The wedding minister is not the family therapist. The minister is not the event planner. The minister is not the legal advisor. The minister serves the covenant, the ceremony, and the spiritual care appropriate to the role. Fourth, use calm words. Say, "I can see this matters deeply. Let's slow down and remember why we are here. We want to honor Christ, support the bride and groom, and move toward the ceremony with peace." The bride and groom are embodied souls. They bring more than clothing, vows, and rings. They bring family memories, wounds, loyalties, fears, and hopes. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Their covenant must not be swallowed by family pressure. A wedding minister should watch for red flags, coercion, threats, manipulation, abuse history, safety concerns, or one person being silenced. When those appear, slow down and refer. Safety matters. Truth matters. Peace must never mean covering harm. Galatians 5:22-23 WEB reminds us that the fruit of the Spirit includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. These are not sentimental words. They are ministry tools in a tense wedding environment. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. And sometimes serving the covenant means becoming a calm, truthful, Spirit-led presence when family pain tries to take over the wedding day.